Tonight's presentation of the WLEW Sports Network is being brought to you by Thumb Sailor, the Talk of the Thumb, DS Services of Kansas City for all of your grain handling needs. The Huron Daily Tribune, home of the Prep Zone. Kohler Propane, that gives you gas like Kohler's. More Motors of Caro and more Shoreline of Sebring. North Star Bank, guiding the way. D&M Cabinet Shop, Wrecker Financial, Valley Enterprises, Bayport State Bank, and Sure Health. Better health, better life. Are you sure? Internet services are provided by Agar Valley Services on the blazing speed of their TrueNet 4G wireless network. Go to agarvalleyservices.com for broadband internet that you can count on. This game broadcast is a copyright presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Any reproduction without the express written consent of the WLEW Sports Network is strictly prohibited. It was on this day in 1919 that the American Messenger Company changed its name to what is widely known today, the United Parcel Service. UPS was founded by James Casey in 1907 on the West Coast in Seattle, Washington. Fittingly, the same location as America's biggest shipper, Amazon.com. They would go on to buy a Model T Ford in 1913 as their first delivery vehicle. Before that, everything was done by hand or horse. And in 1924, the first conveyor belt system debuted to sort packages. It would not be until 1975 that UPS would serve all 48 contiguous states. And next day, air delivery would begin a decade later in 1985. Today, UPS is the 10th largest airline in the United States and delivers an average of 20.7 million packages per day across the entire globe. One person who knows what Brown can do for you is to the right of me tonight, and that would be Coach John Mooney.
Oh, Clark. You know, here it is, 2020, and there's a couple teams tonight that hope that they can get some delivery insurance for at least a divisional championship. That's the best I can do.
You can do certified, or you can do anything of that one. Well, here's a fun piece of trivia you can drop on your friends, John. The busiest day of the year for UPS. One would think it's Christmas Eve, but it's actually not. It's not Christmas Eve. It's January 2nd, thanks in part to 2 million additional gift returns on that day alone, a 26% increase from a year ago. That means one of four gifts from a year ago is being rejected even more.
Speaking of gifts, you know, probably did win one on their own home court. And I think Harbor Beach probably think that was a gift and everything. But it did put Ubley into a position to claim a trophy with a win against Sandusky on March 3rd.
The Ubley Bearcats have won twice already this week and have strung together five straight wins, including seven of their last eight games. It seems like they're hitting their stride at the right time this season.
Five games in a row. I mean, we're talking Brown City, Marlette, Memphis, Carsonville, Port Sanilac, and KPAC. But tonight is the big fish that they're after.
On the other side of the ball, Harbor Beach is looking to get back to their earlier ways. The Pirates only have one win in the month of February and two losses, including the most recent one on Wednesday, where they only scored 17 points at Sandusky.
That's hard to do, but one thing about the Pirates, though, after a bad loss, they always follow up with a huge win. When they lost big against USA, there was an upset here against Reese. When they lost to Ubley, then they destroyed KPAC. When they lost to Lakers, they destroyed Brown City. Well, here we are. You know, Sandusky, who knows?
And we have, if the JV game is any telltale sign of what the varsity game is going to be like, Ubley has been leading the majority of this game, if not the entire game, by 7 to 10 points, and now it's a two-point ball game with half of the fourth quarter still to go here. Harbor Beach rolling, firing back here in the early portions of this fourth quarter. Ubley and Sandusky are tied for first place in the Greater Thumb East in varsity action, each with just one loss. Harbor Beach is a game behind them, trying to push their way back into the mix. We'll see what happens tonight. After the break, we'll take a look at the away team. That'd be the Ubley Bearcats on the road at the Harbor Beach Pirates. It's all right here on your hardwood home for high school hoops, the WLEW Sports Network, being powered by Agar Valley Services.
Devin Arian from Owendale. I've been here at Moore Shoreline just less than 2 years. I was selling insurance, and I was talking to an insurance friend of mine and was looking for a career change, and he's a good customer here and mentioned that I should come apply to be a car salesman here. A lot of fun, very different than what I'm used to, but definitely enjoyable. Meeting new people every day, helping people get into cars that are right for them and will be good for their needs. The thing that brings me the most satisfaction here at Moore Shoreline is putting good people in good vehicles and providing good service. I love working here at Moore Shoreline because we try to go above and beyond every day for our customers' needs. I love the new technology. I think it's what makes Chevy Buick more competitive is the new safety features, the new technologies such as the new tailgate on the pickups. I find it, that it makes us very competitive, and I think it's cutting edge and very new and exciting. If you're in need of a new or used vehicle, come see me, Devin Erian, at Moore Shoreline today so I can see what I can do for you. You always get more at Moore Shoreline.
Hi, I'm Mark Recker. I have been helping my clients reach their financial goals in the Tri-City and Thumb areas for nearly a decade. Recker Financial was founded in 2018 with the vision of helping clients in all aspects of their financial life, not just managing their portfolio. At Recker Financial, we strive to give advice in your best interest, and because of that, we do not accept any product company commissions. Contact me at 989-264-1644 or visit our website at RekkerFinancial.com to learn more. Recker Financial, plan, achieve, because life is more than just investments.
Are you looking for the latest local basketball scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend. Just go to MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page. For all the latest local sports scores and information, brought to you all season by Shure Healthcare Network, Browns Marketplace, McLaren Thumb Region, and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone again. That's MichiganStum.com and click on the Prep Zone. Tonight's game on the Prep Zone is sponsored by Huron County Health Department, Narayan Physical Therapy, and Ace Hardware in Bad Axe. On the Prep Zone at MichiganStum.com.
Let me call you sweetheart, I'm in love with you. Let me hear you.
Wonder why he's so happy? With Valentine's Day near, he just got his sweetheart a new phone from Thumb Cellular. He's also happy because he was able to save up to $80 on their selection of Android smartphones from Samsung, LG, Motorola, and Cat. Plus, he received 15 gigs of bonus data with his upgrade, too. And that's not all he saved. He got $10 off the purchase of a case and screen protector combo and saved 25% on a wireless fast charger. It's time you head to Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky, or go to thumbcellular.com/deals. Offers valid through February 29th, 2020. Two-year contract required for phone savings and bonus data. Terms and conditions apply.
Let me call you sweetheart. I'm in love with you.
You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network, home of your hardwood home for high school hoops. Let's try that again. We got a little sidetracked here as we have a thriller going on in front of us. The JV game is now tied up. Harbor Beach took the lead with two straight threes, and now Upley hit a free throw to tie it up at 30 apiece. Of course, this is the JV game, and they missed the second free throw. The rebound is still up, and it's brought in by Harbor Beach. And so we are tied at 30-30 in the JV game between Ubley and Harbor Beach. John, this has been a great game so far.
This is, we got a 1-1 going both ways now. It's 2 minutes and 16 seconds to go. And you know, a really great official never allows this to go to overtime.
Especially if we're here.
Yes.
We talked to the officials beforehand. There is no overtime in a JV game when we're broadcasting. But that certainly always brings it on, it seems.
Well, somebody's going to have to break the log jam here, and there it is.
So Harbor Beach is up by one in the JV game, 31-30. John, we've been noticing this the entire season. It seems like the athletic capabilities, especially in our JV programs, is excelling this year across the board, every team.
It's like watching a mini varsity game from game to game. I mean, there's a lot of really good JV teams out there, and they all can beat each other.
I'm excited for the future of varsity basketball here in the next couple of years. Just a lot of great pieces, a lot of great talent, good athleticism, and good teamwork. We're seeing, John, I'll be the first one to say it here, we're almost seeing more motion offense and more movement away from the ball on the JV level than the varsity level.
They just got to go ahead and make sure that when they do call it motion offense, they're not standing in the same spots. That is the one dead giveaway.
That's kind of a requirement for motion offense. It's now 33-32. Check, yep. Yeah. This one's getting crazy here as this one's going all over the place. Missed free throws, missed layups, and now
Butterfingers,